Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Nathan Roberts, in for Chris Seidens on this Memorial Day. Our top local story, a Los Angeles federal judge has given local political leaders some extra time to figure out how and where they will house the homeless who are now living in tents under many freeway bridges.
Both Los Angeles City and County now have the summer to set up safe housing for LA's homeless living in and around freeway bridges, and then have those encampments relocated no later than September 1st.
The city, as they stand up shelters, will be clearing out the encampments on a district-by-district basis. I'm not sure how the county is going to be approaching this.
Attorney Elizabeth Mitchell speaking with KNX. She's with the LA Alliance for Human Rights, the group that filed this federal lawsuit.
Forced the city and the county to come to the table with alternative housing options and really ensure clean and safe streets for everybody. A huge step in the right direction.
In his order, the federal judge says that he wants updates from the city and the county. About every 2 weeks, the city and county can comply as ordered or could appeal. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Orange County reporting 133 newly confirmed coronavirus cases, bringing the county's total number to 5,469, but there are no new deaths. The county's health care agency says 198 people do remain hospitalized, 69 in ICUs. This as the county moves forward with its Phase 2 reopening of businesses, including dining in restaurants and shopping centers. And with that in mind, OC Supervisor Lisa Bartlett tells KNX both residents and businesses are very excited.
Well over 90% of retail owners and restaurants really want to open at this point. They want to get that Orange County economy jump-started again, and they want to get their businesses moving forward.
But she reminds everyone there are strict virus safety rules in effect still.
It is a strong recommendation by our public health officer at the County of Orange that whenever anyone goes out in public, they do wear a face covering. It's for their own protection and for the protection of those around them.
Restaurants and stores around the state have slowly but surely begun to reopen again, and now the governor is getting set to release guidelines that would allow Hollywood to resume filming and churches to bring their flocks back inside again.
The governor has been getting heat from church leaders and from President Trump to allow churches to open up again. But the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled in favor of Governor Newsom. So now we'll have to wait and see what regulations he'll require that will finally let churches bring people back. And then there's the film industry, which could receive some reopening guidelines today, too. But entertainment attorney Jonathan Handel says there are a lot of things to think about.
Masks and constant sanitation and social distancing, potentially changing scripts and scenes so that actors don't have to be next to each other.
SAG-AFTRA, Hollywood's largest union, has told its 160,000 members not to return to work without getting its approval. The union has been hiring epidemiologists to help them come up with safe reopening procedures. John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Los Angeles Archbishop Jose Gomez says officials are working really hard to reopen local Catholic churches very soon.
And we are making sure that everything is okay when we come back and celebrate the Eucharist together.
The Archbishop speaking at the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels in a Mass that was carried online. He also had a word for important members of the church.
The priests are, as we all are, suffering a lot because they cannot be with you all, with the people of God.
The Catholic Diocese of Orange County and San Diego County have already unveiled plans to reopen churches by mid-June with a series of restrictions from mandating face masks to reducing drastically the capacity during their services. The city of Vernon and L.A. County health officials investigating outbreaks of COVID-19 at 9 industrial facilities. 5 of them are meatpacking plants. The largest outbreak is at the Smithfield Foods-owned Farmer John plant, where Dodger dogs are made. It has 153 confirmed cases. Freddie Agin is the director of the City of Vernon's Health and Environmental Control Department.
One area that was impacted at the beginning was the ham bone, deboning area, which they shut down for 14 days to do deep cleaning and put social distancing measurement in place.
Out of the 153 employees who tested positive at that facility, 41 have returned to work. Fewer than 25 employees have tested positive at the other 8 facilities. Now, Agin says they are closely monitoring the situation on a daily basis, and they are making sure that the companies do have the necessary safety protocols in place to try and stop the spread of the virus.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.